This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is story time with Joey Harrington, and it's brought to us by Mods PDX. Joey, no Isaac with us this week. He is road tripping. My first question for you, what's your longest car road trip?
Enticing.
Eugene to San Diego.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah, although we had decided that we were all going to take turns driving, but the guy whose car it was just kind of got on a roll and he drove the whole thing straight.
That's the best. That's the best when you get one of those in your crew who's like, routine. No, I'm happy to.
Yeah, I was just trying to, it just came up in conversation the other day. So what is it? It's eight hours to San Francisco and then like 8 hours down to San Diego.
Oh, it's longer. Right? I think San Francisco is more like, I want to say that's more like 11 or 12.
Because you'll go San Francisco to like...
No. You're talking about San Francisco to San Diego is 11 or 12?
No. From Portland to San Francisco.
But we went from Eugene.
Oh, well, yeah, that shaves a couple off. That's true.
I think it was a 16-hour trip. And, you know, this was quite a while ago. But, yeah, we went 16 hours straight. And one guy just... Brian Alfano was his name. He just decided to rock it, you know, just roll with it.
Was there what was the purpose? Was this concert, party, just
spring break? Yeah, spring break. We just drove down to visit a buddy down in San Diego and crash at his place.
Yeah, you're looking at a little over 8 hours. You're right. Eugene to San Francisco.
Yeah.
That's not too shabby.
Yeah, it's kind of like that yeehaw. Like I'm not completely off base. I know these things every once in a while.
Yeah, it's a nice little road trip. The drive to San Francisco isn't too shabby, especially if you can make that a little longer or take the more scenic route.
Mhm.
You know, and did you guys actually have a real car? Because I drove cross country in a like a 1981 Dodge Raider where our rock was our cruise control, and probably the dumbest thing I've ever done with no AC and like three fat guys. So
rock.
Just put the rock on the gas pedal?
Yeah. Well, the car didn't go above like 65 miles an hour and we all got tired of holding our foot. So literally we just found a rock on the side of the road in Nevada somewhere. And that became our cruise control, which again, don't do. Incredibly stupid. But when you're fat and dumb and like 20, that's the sort of stuff you do.
A rock. I'm still that's just stupid.
Yes.
And I like your contention that the reason why or the defense of it is because your foot was tired from holding the pedal. I've never heard that complaint before.
Well, have you ever?
Yeah, and especially that makes no sense if you're saying that you could push it all the way to the ground.
Yes.
Therefore, you wouldn't be holding it like halfway and, you know, getting like the old shin, you know, the exercise you did for shin splints where you lift your toe up and like there's none of that.
I am
literally just lay your foot on the pedal.
I'm telling you, you clearly have never driven a piece of crap. Like you are, if you have ever been in a four on the floor Dodge Raider, it is not like that gas pedal is fighting you. The car is fighting you. It does not want to be on the floor. And I'm telling you, after like 6 hours, you're done. You're just done with it. And it was like three of us that were like rotating through. And one of our idiot friends was like, I'm done. And he literally pulled over to the side of the road. We weren't sure what was doing. And he got a rock. And then after that, I want to say that made it to like somewhere like across Oklahoma. I think that rock lasted from like Nevada through Oklahoma.
Yeah. It seems like a very, very Oklahoma-ish idea.
Well, and you got to remember too, one, you're not going very fast. I mean, that I don't think that thing went 70 miles an hour. And there's nothing to hit like on those roads. There's a lot of just straight, empty highway. And God forbid you came across a hill, because then that max speed of 68 turned into more like 46.
See, I've never driven that stretch of the country, although I have driven through, I've driven like Dallas to Manhattan, Kansas.
Hmm. I bet that's a boring ass drive.
Or maybe it was Kansas City to Manhattan. I can't remember what, but like it really wasn't. It was kind of scenic.
You know,
some wheat fields, a little bit of corn, you know, a little bit of rolling hills.
Windmills here and there.
Yeah, you know, everybody talks about like just these stretches, and maybe it's more just like Montana or Oklahoma, where it's just you can literally just put the wheel straight for 20 miles and just drive. I haven't experienced that.
Mm. Now, what about driving internationally? I know Souk just did that. Have you done driving internationally? I've never driven internationally, let alone like on the other side of the road. But I think Souk was just doing it in Italy. Have you done that?
Oh, I've done it all. Oh yeah. So me and two other buddies, we decided to rent an RV in New Zealand, which isn't. Oh, it was fun, but you know, you don't really think through that. It's like, oh yeah, sure, I can drive on the other side of the road. Okay, and it's a stick shift.
Oh, perfect. Boy.
So driving a left-handed stick, but the pedals were still the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. That's so you're weird. Shifting with your. It was all screwy. But so then we pulled up. It was one of those things where, you know. We did the RV thing for a while, and I had just gotten, I think I was the first year in the league, and I was like, hey, in the middle of the trip, we'll have a nice little reprieve from our camper van. And we pulled up to this place called Hookah Lodge. And I mean, it was like the type of place that I think Queen Elizabeth stayed there at one point or something like that. And we pulled up, and the doorman or whoever it was comes out as we're pulling through with like this RV thing and about to take out this old growth timber that's coming across. I just about scraped this thing so bad. It was a pretty traumatic RV experience in a foreign country.
Yeah. Driving foreign, it can definitely be interesting because you don't really know the rules. Again, if it's everything is stick, reversed, and then dude, some of the roads you drive on, and it's like I know in certain, like especially like Latin American countries, there's really no difference between the freeway and like a side street. You're just on a side street, and then all of a sudden you're on the freeway.
And wait, tell me you didn't drive in Rome.
Yeah, no, we went from where did we drive? We drove from Florence to Tuscany. And then up through like Venice.
But you didn't drive in Rome, though.
No, you could not
pay.
That was
the single most harrowing experience I have ever had. No. I drove in Rome.
Oh,
it was awful.
I don't know how we were joking about that. You couldn't pay me to drive in Rome. Everything, the streets are so narrow. And like, you just think it's like some.
And if you miss one,
yeah.
Like it's like, oh yeah, I'll just take the next. Nope. Except the next one is a one way going in the opposite direction, and it literally loops you around the entire city.
Yeah, you got to go around the whole ring to get back. Yeah.
It's terrifying to like you're walking, and you think you're walking down like a little alley, and then some car comes barreling through the alley, and they don't give a rip. That was a Rome was top three worst traffic situations I've ever seen in my entire life. There's definitely places that you go where you're like, nope. Like when we went from Florence to Tuscany, that's fine. It's just all countryside roads. It was easy, but
right.
Like Rome, Bali was about as scary as I've ever seen. Because like
you, did you drive there?
We were on scooters, and
oh god,
we quickly learned that you can't be on the main roads because you'll be like in a traffic circle with like giant trucks and then like 1,000 scooters, and the scooters think that they're in charge of the road, and there's like and there's like six people. There's like an entire family and then like a crate of chickens on the back of a Kawasaki.
Uh-huh. On a scooter. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they'll cut off they'll literally cut off like a moving sized truck, and the dude won't lose the ash off his cigarette. It's a different animal. It's just terrifying.
Yeah, I've not driven in it, but I have been a passenger in both Beijing and in Delhi, and those places.
Yeah.
In Beijing, we watched a bus hit a bicyclist that was a dude with a woman on the handlebars, like two of them on one bike, and the bicyclist got up and apologized to the bus driver.
Yeah. You see some dude wipe out, and he just bounces up, and he's like, well, he's limping. He's like, well, this is what we're doing. Yep. And then they just, you know, they cruise off and do something else.
Let's bring it back local, Joey. Will you be?
Yeah, I was going to say, how do we get on this topic?
Road trips.
Road trips. I love a good road trip.
Well,
because Rob's on a road trip.
That's right.
And that's not a good road trip because you're road tripping with your folks. But like you and your buddies, like that one we went with the Raider, that was Salt Lake to New Orleans. And, you know, everyone should go on one great dumb idiot friend that's fueled by like, you know, chewing tobacco, Gatorade, and, you know,
Slim Jims.
Like everyone should go on one of those road trips with your idiot friends at some point in your life.
So we had one where we were sitting around one night, and it's like, and it wasn't, I was part of the crew, where somebody said, I feel like In-N-Out Burger. And we're like, well, where's the closest In-N-Out? I said, Reading.
Yep.
So Everybody got in a car, and we started driving down the freeway to Reading.
Yep.
Except we realized that by the time we would have gotten there at like 5 in the morning, In-N-Out would have been closed. So instead we stopped at the casino and, you know, probably had a better night. Anyway, what were we going to talk about?
What we're talking about is every great road trip starts at about 10 o'clock at night with someone saying, hey, do you want it? And everyone else being like, yeah.
Yeah. It's
every great road trip starts that way. Hey, it's the middle of the night. Anyone feel like going somewhere? Yes. Yes, we do.
Yes.
Yeah, I had one of those college nights. Yes. We basically were like, this party isn't great. None of us had really had anything to drink. Let's go down to Seven Feathers and made some money on the roulette wheel that
Bingo.
Day.
I like where that's going.
Okay. Let's bring it back local here for a second. Joey, when's the last time you talked to Jody Allen about your candidacy for a Blazers ownership?
Going
to be expanding Tuesday. Your sports ownership portfolio, I assume?
We chatted on Tuesday.
Okay. And things are looking good?
Yeah, I just got to come up with another couple billion, and we should be, you know, in the ballpark.
Yeah, looks like four is probably going to get it done, right? Four and then another billion and a half to rebuild or build a new arena?
The interesting thing is, yeah, it's tough to imagine for those of us who still remember the Rose Garden when it was built. It's the bottom of the barrel now.
Yep.
And it needs complete renovation. This is kind of a scary time, to be perfectly honest. Does the NBA want an owner to relocate the Blazers? No, of course not. But let's not fool ourselves into thinking that that couldn't happen. There are only so many people with a spare $4 billion hanging around, right? And not many of them have ties to the Portland community. So this is. I don't know. I'm honestly a little bit nervous.
Well, let's put a pin in that for a second. We do have to break, but I'm curious about these concerns. Me and Suk, or Suk and I, kicked this around a little bit earlier in the week, but I know that Portland fans are also laying in wait, wondering who the next owner is going to be, what the profile of the owner is going to look like, and is there any danger to the franchise? We'll get to that next. Plus some football stuff with Joey Harrington. Storytime brought to you by Mods PDX on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back. We're in the middle of story time with Jip, talking a little Blazers ownership. And earlier in the week, Suk and I kicked this around a little bit, Joey. We didn't really see much of a destination for another NBA team to go as far as where you could relocate. Not that somebody wouldn't want to, but you're expressing some concerns that you don't necessarily get to dictate who the $4 billion man or woman is that comes in. Thoughts about the potential of the Blazers, I guess, maybe moving, or what gives you that pause?
The reality of professional sports. And you know, the last time we saw a Northwest team get sold, would you have said that they were going to move to Oklahoma?
No,
in terms of a destination.
No, but they did sell to an owner that we knew. That was kind of a crappy situation because they sold to a guy that everyone kind of knew wanted to bring it home.
Right, and very adamantly said, I am not moving the team. Yeah. And then went to the city and said, I need a new stadium.
Yeah.
Which is literally the exact situation that we're sitting in right now, which is what gives me pause, which makes me nervous, right? What makes me nervous, you asked, is we are the Sonics. We are the team that has a city that loves their team and has facilities that need to be significantly upgraded. And let's not fool ourselves into thinking that professional sports, American professional sports, is just an American thing, right? I mean, look at the expansion, or look at, you know, the NFL playing games over in Europe, you know, expanding into Spain and England and Germany. You know, we already have NBA teams in Canada. You know, what's to say that an NBA team can't go to Mexico? What's to say that an NBA team can't? I mean, of course, you look at Vegas, but I mean, there are all sorts of places around that would gladly take an NBA team and would roll out the red carpet to build a stadium to attract them because of the business that comes in around it. I'm cautiously optimistic, but I'm realistic in the fact that this is not a sure thing.
See, I would hope, and maybe I'm being naive, but if you go back to 1985, I believe there's only three real teams that have relocated. I mean, Charlotte, but that was you're getting a team back, Charlotte to New Orleans, and there was an expansion right around the corner where they were like, you're going to get a team. The Nets went from Jersey to Brooklyn. That's not really a move. That's like moving to Vancouver. So you had, like, going back to 85, you had Kansas City to Sacramento. You had Vancouver to Memphis, and you had Seattle that left. And I just think that Seattle one was such a bad look for the NBA because it was sold knowing that he wanted to do that, and yeah. He didn't put a good faith effort in. So everything I've heard from Adam Silver, they are not in the business of moving teams. Portland is a market that loves their team. Even at our worst, we're still middle of the road in attendance. And I would like to believe, and they've kind of alluded to it, fingers crossed, that part of the vetting process to selling the team to a group is going to be a plan of what do you do with the arena. The NBA knows that either that needs to be a complete overhaul or a new one. And that was the same thing like when Ballmer came in and took the Clippers. I know we're not LA. I just don't think the NBA has the balls and to do the optics of letting another team from the Pacific Northwest sell to a guy that immediately wants to take them somewhere else. I think what happened to Seattle is what is going to protect us down here in Portland.
But it doesn't have to be an immediate thing.
No.
Right? There's the key word, right? There is nothing in the sales documents from Jody Allen that says the team needs to stay. That doesn't have to be an immediate type of thing. So-and-so buys the team, you know, you get yourself rolling after a year or two, you put a proposal in front of the city, you know, maybe it goes to the voters, maybe, you know, to finance a stadium. And what if Portland says no?
Yeah.
No, sorry, we're not going to pay for one. All right, now you're 3 or 4 years down the road. Your contract is up with the Rose Garden. All right. There's nothing keeping them there. Right. So it doesn't have to be some like nefarious, you know, in the dead of night, you know, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to, you know, who was it? Art Modell who took the Cleveland Browns to Baltimore. This could be something that just kind of plays out in a natural way. If Portland and their leaders aren't, I say on the ball.
I'll tell you, if the NBA allows that to happen, because they have to approve everything, if they allow another team from the Northwest to leave, a team that is without a question one of the more passionate fan bases of the smaller markets, I guess maybe that's what I'm holding on to, is I just think if you're a small market owner, it's almost unconscionable to me.
It would paint the league with a very evil brush.
An absolute evil brush that you did it twice in the span of, I mean, what, the Sonics move in 2008?
It's like 15 years.
And now they're you know, years. To the point where the NBA, the first time that they were going to expand, the first thing is we're bringing one back to Seattle. I mean, they understand the error of that way. So that's, and like I said, maybe I'm being naive. That's just what I hold on to.
And to that point, let me ask you this question. Has any professional sports organization truly cared about the feelings of small market teams?
No, that is fair.
They haven't.
Yeah.
It is purely a money-driven business.
Yeah.
And it is only a money-driven business. Yeah. These owners of the professional sports teams don't do it for the goodwill and you know, the love of the game. They do it because it puts a hell of a lot of money in their pocket.
And you're right. I mean, there's not a lot of major markets that don't have a team. I mean, you're dealing with like Kansas City, Baltimore. There's not many, but I mean, to your point, if you wanted to be pessimistic about it, even if it was a smaller market, if someone wants to pay $2 billion for a new arena and it would cost them $2 billion to build it here in Portland, I guess that's
$2 billion
reasons to move it elsewhere, which is why I'm hoping whoever comes in here has FU money. I want some of that Walmart money. I want some of that Steve Ballmer money where you know, it's not run like a business. It's a passion project, and you're coming in with a sweeping, but like the Thorns did this, and I know it's on a completely different scale, but the Thorns came in and were like, hey, we're buying the team. We have a plan. We're building a facility. Like, they came in boots on the ground. We're ready to go. I would hope that the NBA vets it to where whoever comes in and buys this 12 months from now comes in and announces, hey, we're buying the team for $3.8 billion. We're sinking $900 million or $1 billion into the Moda Center in the next 2 years to renovate it, or we're coming in and we're buying Lloyd Center, and within 2 years we're building it. I hope someone has that plan, because you're right. If it doesn't happen like what they did with the Thorns, where they immediately announce it, then we get into the scary, you know, what's going to happen 2-3 years down the road.
Mm-hmm. And all I'm saying is, hey, I'm with you. Like, I remember buying my Western Conference Champions T-shirt from the dude who was selling it in the, you know, on the folding table in the corner of 33rd and Broadway. Like, I am on board, have always been on board, and will always be on board. However, I've been around enough in professional sports to know that this isn't out of the realm of possibility.
It just, that would, of all the gut punches that this city has had, and I think we've weathered them. And I mean, I spend,
that would feel like a knockout.
I spend a lot of time, Rome. I mean, most of my free time is spent in Portland, and I love this city. And I think we're on the way back up, and I think we're catching some W's lately. I do. I don't know if that's a knockout punch, but boy, that certainly feels like that would be a standing. That would be a standing eight.
No, that's not a gut punch. That's a kick in the crotch.
Yeah, that's it would be. Yeah. I can't. And maybe that's why. Maybe I'm naive because I don't want to think about it. I just can't. I don't know. I just can't fathom it. But I'm guessing the Cleveland Browns couldn't fathom their team leaving, or the Baltimore Colts and.
Well, yeah. I mean, you used the examples of the NBA, and yeah. I immediately thought, well, what about Cleveland going to Baltimore, the Ravens? What about the Houston Oilers going to Tennessee?
Yeah.
What about the Oakland A's now playing in Sacramento right now? What about like this? It's sure you have a smaller sample size in a 32 team NBA league, but let's expand this to the realm of professional sport.
Yeah.
You know, which is what this is. This is an economic decision in the world of professional sports. And if that's the case, you've got a lot more, you have a lot more comparison, or a lot more, what's the word I'm looking for? This has happened. Yeah. Examples of where this has happened.
Yeah. I do remember. I mean, my favorite sports team ever is the Detroit Red Wings, and they're hockey town. Like, there may not be a team more so. Green Bay. I mean, it's that level of, when you think Detroit, it's the Red Wings, and you think Green Bay, it's the Packers, and you know, the Illich family is worth $5 billion, and they had the nerve a number of years ago to basically say, you know, hey, you either help us out or we'll start looking elsewhere. And I mean, I guess now I'm all depressed, because I guess if it was all a threat, it was a bluff, and the city of Detroit bent over backwards for him. But I remember reading that and thinking, you've got to be kidding me. Like, you're literally threatening to move the Detroit Red Wings out of an original six team out of hockey town. And a lot of people said it was a bluff, but it worked. But they did, to your point, they rattled the cage until the city bent over and, you know, did what they wanted.
Owners don't own teams out of the goodness of their heart.
Yeah.
And that's the unfortunate, not unfortunate, but that is the reality in this situation, and it has to be taken into consideration, or else, or else we don't want to talk about it.
And maybe that's the beautiful part about Paul Allen that I don't know if how many people appreciated. He bought the Seahawks out of civic duty to keep them in Seattle. And he bought Portland and built them an arena. Because I will say, without Paul Allen, we don't have a team. Because that arena never would have been built 30 years ago, and someone else would have built it. So whatever you think of Paul Allen, if you're a Seahawks fan, if you're a Blazer fan, that man was a savior of both of those franchises.
So, Joe, we didn't get to any football today, but I do have one final question for you before we finish up story time. It's more of a demand or a request. Give us a pick for the PGA Championship or the Preakness.
the Preakness is this weekend?
That's right.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had any other races after the Kentucky Derby. I don't know.
So how about give us a PGA Championship pick then? Because, or if you want to throw a dart on a horse right now, that'd be amazing.
Is Michael Block playing this year? No, he is. But let's see. Pick for the PGA right now. You could go with Max Homa because he was on fire.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny is I was looking at the leaderboard a few minutes ago, and
you didn't know any of them?
Of the top 20, I could only say that there were maybe three or four that I was like, oh yeah, I know who that is.
Yes, it feels like the Corn Fairy Tour out
it's
there.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to go Max Homa, you know, just because I like him. Yeah. He's a nice guy.
Homa. Yeah, he seems like a good dude.
It'd be a good story.
There you go.
All right, Joey. Have a wonderful weekend. We will talk with you. Maybe some football next week. Maybe not football next week.
No, not football. We don't talk football in what business? May. We don't talk football, you know.
You know what we can maybe get into is hot mascot talk. We didn't get your thoughts on the of Saucy T Sausage, the new FC Bangers mascot. So maybe that
comes next week. Now we're talking. Now we're cooking with gas.
That's a tease for 7 days from now. Thanks, Joey.
Yep.
Joey Harrington, brought to you by Mods PDX. The club is next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.